Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company on the Junkies. We have Fill in the Blank coming up at 925. I've prepped this. This is how you can win your Adam Sandler tickets. You want to prep a couple? Prep a couple, too, Cakes.
Fill in the blank.
I've got two. Yeah, they got a...
I think the last time we did this, it was heavily...
The game works. I just haven't done it.
I think the last time we played this, it was heavily criticized because they were impossible
questions. Everything gets
criticized. Remember we played that and it was impossible to figure it out, but maybe made it easier. I don't know.
Sometimes when you make it too easy, you get criticized. Yeah. There is a sweet spot. Sometimes it's hard to find.
It's tough to thread the needle.
Yeah.
You just get goofed
on. We have Adam Sandler tickets to give away, so we'll play some fill in the blank. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the fact that the NFL season still 10 weeks away, but we're getting closer and closer to training camp, and you're getting questions about whether you have red flags on your team, which we discussed earlier. If you missed that discussion, check out the podcast. Wherever you download your podcast, just search the term Sports Junkies and you will get to our podcast. But one of the guys who some people believe are going to make a leap in year two is Drake May. But there's an article here via Yahoo Sports from somebody who says it's not a given. With Josh McDaniels at his side, a slightly better cast of weapons, and the hope of having a competent offensive line, she writes, there's ample reason to believe May will make the desired two leap. And yet there's still some trepidation about the North Carolina product and how he'll fare heading into his second season. She notes the talent is better, but the biggest hurdle, turnovers.
Well, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, a rookie, he turned the ball over 10 times, not including fumbles. So he had
10 picks,
and I think he fumbled 9 times. Not sure how many of those were losses.
Also, people are questioning his deep ball.
Yeah.
But according to PFF, he ranked in the bottom 10 in that category of intermediate passes and deep balls.
Yeah, and that's got to get better. Now, hopefully the new coaching staff, the new offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, you know, was a terrible head coach, but he's regarded as one of the better offensive coordinators. Mike Vrabel is much better than what they had last year at head coach. That guy lasted about 20 minutes. They did upgrade the receivers. They drafted Henderson out of Ohio State. They drafted a stud left tackle.
They drafted Kyle Williams
out of Washington State, right? So he might be like a number three receiver. So he's got more weapons, but he's got to get better and not turn the ball over.
I think the key obviously is Diggs. If Diggs is back to his pre-injury form and can play in 15-plus games and becomes a security blanket for Drake May, a guy he can throw the ball to 100-plus times, that's going to improve his numbers.
Well, shouldn't
he be? That will improve his intermediate passing, which is something that they have an issue with.
I know he's coming off an injury, but wasn't he at the OTAs?
Yeah.
I think he missed a day.
Right.
After the whole substance thing.
The boat incident, yeah.
Right.
But the problem is he's 31, he's coming off a major injury. So you have to have question marks as to his durability.
Yeah.
At least I would.
I think that's a question
mark. I'd be concerned about it.
I mean, last year, Drake May's leading receiver was his tight end, Hunter Henry. And Hunter Henry had, I think, 70 catches maybe. So he had a bunch of targets. So his top receiver was DeMario Douglas. Is Douglas still on the roster?
He's still there.
Okay. But they added two receivers in free agency, and they drafted Williams and they drafted Henderson. So he's got more weapons. So I would agree with the article.
He's got to take care of the football.
He's got to take care of the football. And I'm assuming that he knows that, and the coaching staff is going to emphasize that, and he'll be much better at it.
He fumbled 9 times.
Yeah.
Now, I felt like his protection was terrible. Watching highlights.
He always got
it. Seemed like he made spectacular plays, but he had to.
Well, that's why they spent their top pick on Will Campbell out of LSU. That's going to be their franchise left tackle, they hope, for 8 or 10 seasons. They realize they need better protection around Drake May, and they hope they solidified that in the draft.
Yeah.
And they give him another piece in Travion Henderson out of the backfield. Like they've done what they've had to do at least in 1 year to try to upgrade the pieces around him.
They have.
And that's what you have for a young quarterback.
The biggest upgrade was the coaching staff.
Right. I mean, that's a huge one.
That's big. So you just have to assume he's going to be better based on that.
Right. And Vrabel's respected as a head coach. And you mentioned McDaniels, like, flame out as a head coach, but good widely officer. Respected as an offensive coordinator and an innovative offensive mind.
Yeah. The other thing Drake did pretty well last year was run the ball. Now, he didn't have the year that Jaden Daniels had, but
yeah,
he ran 54 times for 421.
He can move.
He only had a couple rushing touchdowns, mm-hmm. so I think that will increase, but he can move. I think he's going to be, I don't know what his projected touchdown total is. I'll have to look on one of these sites, but I think he's going to have a bigger year.
I got a buddy who works for the Vikings who told me that J.J. McCarthy looks like the real deal.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Would you be surprised if he actually stepped into that offense and performed well? I mean, people were shocked when Sam Darnold did it. Sam Darnold was goofed on throughout his entire career. Resurrected himself in Minnesota, parlayed that into a nice deal with the Seahawks. I fully expect J.J. McCarthy to do well in that offense. I'm not going to be shocked if and when it happens.
This is one where EB might be right, because he said all the guys were going to work out. If May works out, I mean, it's a lot of ifs, mm-hmm. but we saw Penix a little bit. He looks good. JJ, who am I missing?
Bo Nix.
I mean,
I think JJ McCarthy's a sneaky fantasy quarterback. Load up early and pick JJ McCarthy late. It's a secret to everybody.
Drake May's touchdown total is 20.5.
I'd take the over.
I think I'd take the over. I mean, at 15 as a rookie.
Yeah.
At 15 as a rookie with a...
I think if he stays healthy, that's a steal.
Pass the clowns around him.
Correct.
Just by comparison,
Jaden Daniels is at 24.5.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy's is at...
Oh, don't 20, tell me. 24, 24 same, and a same half. As Jaden's?
Yeah.
That's...
And he's got the two stud receivers.
Right.
But I'd have to see. I'd have to see on that one.
He's also got Hockenson at tight end. He's got
guys
to throw the ball to.
He's got guys.
Yeah.
Penix right now, his number is?
I'm going to put him at 21.5.
18.5.
Wow. That's pretty low. I guess they're expecting Bijan to score a lot of the touchdowns on the ground.
Yeah,
there.
Just kind of going through the second year guys. Bo Nix is also at 24.5.
Okay.
So that's the top number out of the second year quarterbacks, 24.5. I haven't looked at Caleb. Hold on. Caleb Williams is?
22.5.
Good job.
Nailed it.
Nice. So the 24.5 number is the biggest number. But May at 20.5, I think he'll get there. I think if he's healthy, he'll get to 21.
Yeah, if he plays in 16 or 17 games, he should easily eclipse that number.
Looking at rushing props for Jaden Daniels.
They have yardage and touchdowns?
Just yardage. What do you think?
750.
Lower.
695.5.
Lower.
650.
675.5.
Over.
I'm definitely going over on
can
that.
Can I get a loan from somebody and just place all the money on the over?
Well, I mean, you got money.
Then he'll snap his leg after week three, and then I'm boned. Do we have injury caveats on these bets?
Probably no, not.
Remember, I'm going to guess no.
Valdez has always preached FanDuel. The unders.
He does love unders, and I'm vehemently opposed to unders, mostly because they're not fun. They're not fun to root for unders.
All right, what's the other side of that on the passing props, Jason, for Jaden?
Oh, in terms of, well, I gave you the touchdown total, 24.5.
What's his yardage total?
His yardage total is currently
3750.
Slightly lower, 3450.5.
I feel like that's got to go over.
I'm looking at the ceiling
with
right
the healthy
now.
Caveat.
I'm looking up here for those numbers. That's what I do.
All right, well,
it's kind of my thing.
Put him in.
I might have to.
Like you said, you put him in, he'll get hurt in week three.
Problem is, I'm bankrupting myself with the Nats bet. If that bet doesn't come through, it's going to put a big dent in my FanDuel account.
Yep.
It's not going to be great.
So we'll see. We'll see how these second-year quarterbacks do. But I think Drake May over the 20.5 will be good. But again, look, the guy makes a good point that he's got to cut down on the turnovers I think he only started in two wins. Look, the Patriots didn't have a lot of wins anyway, but he played in two wins. He did get hurt in the middle of the season as well, so mm-hmm. he was out. Maybe he missed a game and a half, but everything got better around him, so I would assume that he's going to be a better quarterback.
Let me look at their opening five games, see what their slate looks like. 2 of 3 at home. They open with the Raiders. That's a winnable game.
Sure.
They have to go to the Dolphins in week 2, and that's always a tough trip because of the weather. Like, mm-hmm. it can be freaking 95 degrees on the field. I'm going to chalk that as an L. Home to the Steelers in week 3. Home to the Panthers. So 3 of the first 4 at home. Then they're at the Bills in week 5. They have a chance to start off
They have
decently.
A chance to start off 2-3 or 3-2.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you had to redo your draft board,
mm-hmm.
all right? Now, you got Jaden Daniels 1.
Yeah.
Who's your number 2 right now?
Drake May.
Over Caleb?
Yep, I'm sticking with him.
This may be shocking. I kind of like Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix had a good year.
Bo Nix came on in like the second half of the season.
But I'm still sticking with my guy. If he has a bad year this year, okay, I'm dipping him. But I'm sticking with him this year.
I think I had Drake 2. I had Caleb 1.
I had Caleb 1. I think I had Jaden 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had those guys flip-flopped. Gets me, Rick. Nothing you can do. Can't recreate history.
Caleb could have a monster year. They totally beefed up their offensive line.
Yep.
If the offensive genius, Ben Johnson, gets him to throw some check-down passes mm-hmm. and not hold the ball forever, just make easy plays.
He's with a better coaching staff, so yeah. he should get better.
I think I still take Caleb over Drake May. But I like Drake May. And you like both picks.
I think Drake May is going to be solid, especially if the signing of Diggs works out. If that works out, it means he's throwing him a lot of balls, and he's that number one wideout that they paid the money to.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, if he's injured or... He wears out his welcome super early in New England, which looks like it already might be happening. Then that's going to be an issue for Drake May going forward.
The injury thing makes it different, but you basically said that his age, 31, is mm-hmm. a red flag. It's not like Terry McLaurin is that much younger than him.
No, it's a combination of things. Yeah. It's the age, it's the injury, it's the off the field,
the pink powder,
which Terry McLaurin doesn't have,
that's
has never had.
Point.
So I have question marks about it, but look, for a young quarterback, Diggs could be a very solid option and weapon if his head's on straight and he stays healthy.
Yeah, I kind of question the health.
But look,
I think
with Vrabel and McDaniels. Those guys are veteran leaders. They should be able to keep him under control.
I know, but age 31,
yeah.
coming off the injury. I hope he stays healthy because that'll be his true number one.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't have to rely on just throwing it to the tight end mm-hmm. every week.
Right. They need to be more explosive than that.
They've got to be more, especially downfield.
Yeah.
I know this. Whenever we have our fantasy drafts, sometimes I go back and forth mm-hmm. on the strategy, but sometimes I wait. Everybody's like, you can wait on a quarterback. Plenty of times are good quarterbacks. I'm sorry. I want one of those dual threat guys early.
I love having a guy that can do it with the legs or the arm.
Yeah.
It's a great – if you have – Josh Allen or Lamar or Jaden Daniels, you've got a big leg up on everybody.
Right.
I mean, the guys
can
score.
I don't want to be stuck with Baker Mayfield, and I know he threw 41 touchdown passes, I believe.
Yeah, if you can get your hands on one of the studs early, it's usually not a bad strategy. Unless they get concussed and they miss a month, then it's a problem.
Yeah, and then you end up with there's downside to everything, because if you do that, let's say you draft a quarterback in the second round.
Well, then you got a garbage running back.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to.
A terrible wideout. Like, you're going to have to make a sacrifice elsewhere on your roster. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but I think this year I'd rather have the garbage running back.
Probably right. Stud might be the year of the stud quarterback.
But again, I go back and forth, just like when organizations fire a head coach mm-hmm. who's easy, players coach, then the next one's a hard ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then they go back to the easy coach.
Yep.
I kind of do the same thing with my fantasy football draft strategy.
You're a classic waffler.
Yes.
These things happen.
So the draft order is already out in one of my leagues.
Oh, really? Man, that's super early.
Yep. And 12-team league.
Yep.
I'm drafting 11.
Okay.
Oh, you're salty.
That means you got 11 and 14.
I do have the opportunity if you can drop down one slot if you want. So I could take 12 and have back-to-backs if I want for every round.
Yeah.
Or stay at 11. I'll probably stay at 11.
What do you mean you can do that? So you don't
So the number one guy can drop to two if he wants. And then the two goes up to one. The number two guy can drop to three. You have your opportunity of moving in the draft.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's just kind of some guys do it. Most guys stay where they are.
Please tell me that you've gotten out of the league that I've castigated you for you have to have two kickers or you have to have
I was in two of those leagues.
Okay.
One of them was a free roll, so I'll stay in that league.
Okay.
But the other one that I had to pay the entry, yes, I'm out.
Good.
I think it's stupid if you have a league where you have to have two kickers on your roster, you have to have two defenses.
You know why you think it's stupid?
Because it is.
It is stupid.
Correct.
So good for you. Good on you for doing that.
Hey, coming up next, we've got Adam Sandler tickets. He's going to be appearing at Capital One Arena later this year, coming up on September 27th. We're going to play fill in the blank for the morning matchup. You can call in now at 1-800-636-1067 on the Junkies to win the prize. I mentioned earlier, I went to see Adam Sandler with, I think, a group about five or six of us. I went to see Adam Sandler, I guess, last year at Capital One Arena, and it was awesome. It was a different style show. Like, it's not like a typical comedy show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had, like, this huge video board in the background. He did music. He told stories. He had jokes. Had some of his friends join him on stage.
It's like a variety show from the sound of it.
Almost. I mean, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's different. So we're giving away tickets. I highly recommend it. You can win the tickets now as we play fill in the blank. Pretty straightforward. You figure out the blank, you win the prize.
It's that simple.
Yep.
It's one of our easier games, I think.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant.
We're going to have to use...
Oh, you don't have the...
My computer couldn't be darker.
Let's go to White Plains. Gary, you're on with the Junkies.
What's Gary. Up?
Morning, fellas.
Where is White Plains?
White Plains, New York.
White Plains, I'm going to say it's up near Baltimore, but I don't know that for sure.
Between Waldorf and La Plata.
I'm so over
the wrong direction.
I couldn't be more
wrong. You're thinking of White Marsh.
I am thinking of White Marsh, yeah. It's wrong. Couldn't be more wrong.
My brother and I went to different weddings that were they were both family weddings. They were scheduled 1 hour apart. Like, it's just kind of wacky. And we both went to cities that we weren't familiar with.
Okay.
He went to Port Tobacco. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it. It's in Maryland. Yes. Don't know where it is.
Yes, Port Tobacco.
Right by La Plata.
Yes. Yeah. And I went to Manchester.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a town.
It's out by, like, Westminster. Like Mount Airy, Westminster. So, like,
may have heard
totally
of it.
Totally different directions.
Yeah.
By the way, outdoor wedding, hot as heck.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I bet.
If you have an outdoor wedding in late June in this area.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's going to be sweltering.
All right. Fill in the blank, sir.
This is for the tickets.
Arch Manning recently revealed, Arch Manning, who's going to be the starter at Texas, son of Cooper Manning, recently revealed that he's been watching a lot of tape on two NFL quarterbacks. They are blank and blank. I will hook you with the prize if you name one of them.
All right. Two quarterbacks. I'm going to say Josh Allen.
Hey, we got a winner.
There
that simple.
Go, buddy.
He's watching tape on Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Congratulations. You get the tickets to go see Adam Sandler, a pair of tickets. You're My Best Friend tour. That's Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Arch Manning's one of those guys that definitely generates clicks, because last week it was the story of Spurrier saying if he was so good, why the heck was Ewers ahead of him, who got drafted in the seventh round?
Right.
I kind of follow that logic.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's the son of the Nubs, man.
Well, I mean, he wasn't that Nubs until he got injured and couldn't play anymore. He was actually a really good player.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Didn't he have, like, spinal stenosis that ended his playing career?
He was a receiver, right?
Believe so,
he was a receiver, yeah.
I mean, did you ever see Cooper play?
Never. Not once. But you know what? I know he comes from good stock.
He definitely
that I do know.
He definitely comes from
silly genetics. I know. I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all for right. sure.
Is that our only contestant?
That's it.
Okay, there we
well,
go.
Well, actually, we can keep doing this. We have tickets to go see Gary Gulman. Gary Gulman's also a comedian. Saturday, November 22nd, he's going to be at 6th and I. So we can continue filling the blank. Let's go out to Springfield on line two. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. Matt?
Matt's
out there. Let's go to Upper Marlboro, line three. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Good morning, Junks.
Hello, right. Mike. Fill in the blank. The NHL's Utah blank.
The NHL Utah team?
Yeah, their new team name.
Mammoth.
Got it.
Hey, congratulations. You're going to go see comedian Gary Gulman.
Winner.
Like I said, he is at 6th and I, Saturday, November 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All right, just for us, Jason, because you prepped him. Cakes.
Uh-oh.
We're going to compete in his fill in the blanks.
Okay, good.
Well, this one's too easy then. All right. Mm-hmm. Blank leads the major leagues in runs scored with 82.
Aaron Judge.
Not Aaron Judge.
He's a pretty big name.
Mike Trout.
He's been hurt.
Drabby.
On the phone. I don't know. I didn't hear you. If you're talking baseball, it's probably Cal Raleigh. That would be my guess.
All right, I've got another guess. Right. I saw him play a few days ago. Fernando Tatis Jr.
His name rhymes with Mohei Ohtani.
All right, so it's close. Where's Aaron Judge on that list?
He's pretty close. I know Aaron Judge leads the league in hits.
All right, so we didn't win that. Give us your other. You had like two or three, didn't
they're,
you?
They're too easy,
it's too
though.
Simple.
Well, let's see who gets
all right, James Wood became the first player since blank to be intentionally walked four times in a game.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, exactly. Easy for you guys. It probably been difficult for the callers. But oh well.
By the way, I mentioned going to a Padres game. This may be a medium to spicy take. They have horrible colors. I mean, I'm just surrounded by people in the stadium wearing brown and yellow. And
didn't he be threatened to be a Padres fan after they lost?
Well,
Juan Soto.
Yes. Plus, because he bought an off the rack number jacket that he found at TJ Maxx, a Padres jacket like 20 years ago. Their colors are heinous.
Jason, this is it.
Yeah, but you like the park.
The park was beautiful. Petco Park was amazing.
Yeah.
Jason, this is an easy one. Cakes didn't get to it in the entertainment page. Fill in the blank. At the Jeff Bezos wedding, as EB likes to say, Sydney Sweeney, the hot actress, apparently was chatting it up and dancing with blank.
Orlando Bloom.
He was
great.
He was close by, but not him.
All right, give me another hint.
This guy's way sillier than Orlando Bloom.
Sillier looking?
Orlando Bloom's pretty handsome.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but he was also there too. I mean, you're sniffing all around it. You're close.
Somebody who's done okay in life.
Well, that really narrows it down.
I'd say everyone at that wedding does okay in life.
That's true.
He's done pretty well.
Tom Cruise.
No, got one name
you're
right.
Really close with the first name. You're actually nailed the first name.
Tom.
Think of another high profile Tom.
Brady?
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Sydney Sweeney was hanging out with Tom Brady.
Well, dude, if you're Tom Brady
reported.
And Sydney Sweeney's at the wedding, you're not going to shoot your shot?
Oh. I mean, I don't know. I just didn't know why Tom Brady would be at the wedding.
There's a lot of people have no idea that they should be at the wedding. It actually infuriates.
I was all pissed off. I mean, I think I'm on Bickle's side about Jeff Bezos now. There's no chance he's friends with these people. Right. You're not friends with Jeff Bezos. Is not friends with Sydney Sweeney. Why is Sydney Sweeney at the wedding? Why are any of these people at the wedding that have like maybe met him one time, two times?
So
it's like those white. Well, who's the guy that always shows the white party in the Hamptons?
Yeah, it's a look at me.
Yes.
It's a big look at me.
The guy that owns Fanatics.
Michael Rubin.
Oh, yes. Michael Rubin. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just figure it's just like the Michael Rubin party.
Yeah, but well, this is
he's a 61-year-old tech dork. Why is DiCaprio And Sidney Sweeney at his wedding.
But it's not like a party. It's a wedding. It should be intimate. It should be personal.
What is some weddings aren't like that?
What do you give Jeff Bezos for a wedding gift?
Well, I would assume anything you give them, like I would guess.
Just goes to charity?
I would think.
All right. So you give him.
You couldn't show up at Jeff Bezos' wedding and give him a gift.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So what would Tom Brady give?
Maybe it's a joke. You give him an Amazon gift card.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit. By the way, on a similar side note, when I was in San Diego taking a harbor tour, and it sounds dorky and touristy, which it is, but I actually learned some things. I knew nothing about San Diego other than the Chargers left there to go play in L.A. So the boat takes us by a $330 million yacht that the U.S. seized from a Russian oligarch.
Okay.
They just said, oh, this is in our water, so we're just going to take it from you. We're going to take it from you because of the sanctions against Russia.
Yeah.
So he had to be super rich. It's just sitting there docked in the harbor until it goes up, like they're going to put it up for auction.
Oh, wow.
At this point. But you go buy it, and it's like the Love Boat. It's like a giant like cruise ship. It's like the biggest thing you've ever seen.
And one guy owned it. So what happened to the people that were on it?
I guess the U.S. boarded it and said, this is now our property. Get off.
And get out of the country.
They powered it up to San Diego from Fiji, I believe.
And let me ask you a hypothetical.
They're just able to go in.
And now it's up for auction.
Yeah. Okay. That's how powerful the U.S. is. They can just board a giant cruise ship or yacht and say, everybody out. This is our property now. And then go dock it in San Diego.
I think you're a terrific husband, and it sounds like you had a wonderful trip, but here's my hypothetical.
Yes.
If, by chance, you were in San Diego for the same amount of time.
Yes.
Okay? But your wife's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid's not there. You're just solo. How many animals?
Myself?
Yes. A lot of people go on vacations by themselves.
Okay. I don't know who these people are, but sure. I'll play along.
Like Kelsey, for example, we're going to go to Switzerland and Italy.
Yeah.
She's then going to, I have to head back. Job got to work.
Right.
She's going to then do a week in Greece.
Ah, okay.
Some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're there for a week, how many of these things that you did?
Yes.
Or however many days you were in San Diego, how many of these things would you do on your own?
Okay, so with the Pods game.
I don't know that you would be going to the zoo for 6 hours. Your wife loves animals.
Yeah.
No, but he would probably go for six hours.
I know him.
Well, I don't know if I would go for 2 days like we did, but I would definitely go for one because I'd never been to the San Diego Zoo. It's like world famous. It's a huge attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go to the Padres Nats game. I mean,
especially if you had a hookup on seats.
It was something we did when we landed. I'd probably do most really? Of it the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're an animal guy then.
Well, I think my wife has taught me to be more of an animal person as we've been married for 30 plus years now.
Maybe you retweeted it, or maybe I saw like really fired up about the koalas.
Well, my wife has wanted to go see the koalas at San Diego Zoo like for her whole life, and she's never been. So that was a cool thing, like a bucket list type thing for her.
Gotcha.
Like I said,
I think you're a great husband. You're doing things on her bucket list, but how many things were on your bucket list?
I mean, I don't really have a bucket list. I picked San Diego because I wanted to go to someplace with good weather that we didn't have to worry about it being 95 degrees.
A good choice.
Yeah, it was a great choice.
I thought
it was a great choice.
If you just want to go somewhere, avoid
like a
the
chill
heat,
vibe.
Yeah.
Close to the ocean.
The ocean. Yeah.
Now, when you played college basketball, Jason, for Grossmont.
Yes.
How was it in San Diego proper?
It was in El Cajon, which is a suburb of San Diego.
Yeah.
So like 10 minutes away?
It was probably a little bit further out than that.
It showed
east.
This trip also showed some of my geographical ignorance because when we were touring around like this old town San Diego, like the oldest part of the city, but like with a bunch of like shops and like old buildings from like 250 years ago. My wife asked me how close San Diego was to Mexico. And I said, I don't know, 50, 75 miles.
No, it's like 5 minutes.
It's like 20 miles away.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's why he was going to Tijuana all the time.
I had no idea the Mexico border was that close to San Diego. I was like, it's an hour away, maybe an hour and a half. And then I Googled it, and it's like, yeah, the Tijuana border is 20 minutes away, stupid.
Were you tempted?
No. It's never. Why
no trip to Tijuana? I don't know.
Why would no? I had no desire to go further south to go into Mexico. Didn't have a passport, first and foremost, and I had no desire to go. So Tijuana was off the list.
Yeah, that's somewhere you go when you're 18 and 19, yeah, not when you're 55.
It's not some place you go like for your 30th wedding anniversary.
I got some stories about that place.
Yeah, it's probably not the best spot to hit.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.
For all of your residential and commercial cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs, do what we always do. Trust the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. We've lived through enough swampy DC summers to know if your AC is not ready, you could be in a whole heap of trouble. And with things heating up, make sure your cooling system can keep up. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP. Or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. If you missed any part of the show, including Drab's rant against Michael Winger based on his WNBA draft selection of a year ago where he skipped over Angel Reese and the Mystics drafted Aliyah Edwards instead, check out the podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, just search the term Sports Junkies.
Speaking of podcasts, Matt did It Doesn't Matter. I think they did it at Short's house. Is that correct?
What? No, my place.
Oh, it was your house. How'd that go?
Went well. Yeah. It was great seeing the guys. I actually, every time I do their show, I feel bad. Because it takes us doing their podcast like to hang out and get together.
Right.
And we would hang out, get together a hell of a lot more. But since they're all dads now, it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
So, but it was good seeing the guys.
They bring all the kids?
No, just Drabby brought the twins.
Oh, okay.
After you and Jason did the show, because Jason did the show maybe Wednesday and you guys did it Friday?
No, I did it Thursday.
Okay. Yep. So back-to-back days.
Yep.
I wanted to give it a listen. And my Patreon subscription had run out, so I felt bad. I sent him a text. I was like, I've been a little derelict in listening, but my credit card changed in March. So it had been a while since I checked it out, but I did re-sign up, so hopefully did I get a shout-out? I think that's the bit. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, you did. I heard your name. We were floored by this. Like, Drab and I were staring at each other during all of these shout-outs that people are paying for comes with it. Hey, I got a report to you about one of Drab's twins, Blake.
Okay. All right.
Blake could be a stud athlete. Tinsley, not so much. Blake is must have all of the athletic genes in her body. Never seen anyone run faster in my life.
Well, don't they share the same exact gene pool?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, they're twins.
They should. Yeah, the conversation last week. They do have the same identical DNA. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, her muscle fraternals complex.
That was a nice text. So my kids, because I brought my kids over to Matt's house.
Yeah.
And they were being watched and while we did the show, right?
Yeah.
And then I got a report later that night from Valdez that said,
scouting report.
By the way, your daughter is a super freak athlete, Blake. And actually, I think I might be a nub scout. Take away what
he
I said.
He saw something there that you haven't.
Well, I thought Tinsley was kind of the silly, better athlete, but okay. Blake might have super speed.
Mm. Oh, good.
Sprints. Like the wind.
You know what? Gonna be a good soccer player.
Like could run track.
Now
track.
Did you see her could run track sprinting against her sister?
Yeah, and just yeah, left her, her, dusted her, dusted her. Really? Yeah, it's like they weren't even related.
Really?
Yes.
Now to be fair, she had to go potty pretty bad, so she turned on the jets.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny.
That'll make you do that.
I mean, EB has to go potty all the time. He's not turning on any jets.
Now, my son always hates a story. The fastest, like I coached him in flag football for years, and the fastest I've ever seen him run is one time we left a restaurant in our neighborhood that we would walk to. And on the way back,
did they make him eat sushi when he was running away?
No. On the way back, though,
he eat something he didn't want
to
eat.
He said he had to go to the bathroom. I was like, "Well, you know the garage code, and I've never seen him sprint so fast because he didn't have to go number one, number two." And then later that night, I was like, "Dude, why don't you run your routes like that?"
No.
Also, another report on Blake and Tinsley.
Ah, okay.
Some of the most well-mannered kids I've ever been around.
Very good.
Now that's important.
Yes.
Manners are big.
They showered with please and thank yous.
Oh, look at that.
After everything, thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's very nice.
Well, look, we may have had a conversation before we went in the house.
Prepped them.
Oh,
hey, but they delivered.
In one ear, out the other most of the time.
Right.
Yep. They delivered.
That's good. Great. That's awesome. They made a good impression. That's great.
Hey, so girls. Over the weekend, there were a couple of big fights. You had UFC, which Mike Maher, I think, nailed it. He picked a Topuria knockout.
Winner.
Topuria knocked out his opponent. But my guy, I'm so sick of the Jake Paul thing that my heart was like, all right, I'm going to pick Chavez to beat Jake Paul.
And Paul pummeled
him. I didn't watch it, but from what I heard, Chavez may have only thrown like 10 punches the whole fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just.
Was that your parlay pick?
That was my parlay pick. Oh, okay. So I killed the parlay. I don't know if anybody else killed the parlay. I killed the parlay with that terrible
selection. I know, I hit mine.
But Jake Paul.
Soto went yard.
My son brought this up. He saw something on social media before the fight happened, and it had the judges' scores. And then the judges' scores came back exactly like this. So there are these accusations that it's a stage fight, which Jake Paul has in every fight. There's accusations that he staged the fight. Remember when he fought Tyron Woodley? I know you want to remember it. There was a little gesture that Woodley apparently did with his glove, and then he got knocked out right after that. But his manager is considering legal action against Piers Morgan because Piers Morgan had Jake Paul on his show and he said, "You say I'm a killer." He's talking about Jake Paul. He goes, "I get in the ring with the best people and get in the ring with a 50-year-old guy. The guy is literally nearly as old as me. The only proper boxer you fought was Tommy Fury and he beat you." So Jake Paul got bitter and now he's threatening to sue everybody who says his fights are staged. Any thoughts behind the glass, the guys who actually pay attention to some of this, whether it's Mike Maher or Drab, any thoughts on whether his fights are staged or not?
I wouldn't bet on the weekend parlay. I know that.
Yeah. Learn my lesson.
I mean, come on.
Jake Paul.
Were you guys like pulling your hair out?
He was locked in on it, so you can talk him out of it. But props to Valdez, who had a plus 500 bet on the parlay.
He's a ball thrower. I know is Angel Reese.
Dude, I had a
she gets a billion rebounds a game.
Why can't I get props? I had a plus 450.
Mine was plus 500.
What was yours again?
Soto to go yard.
Hey, mine was even higher than that. It just missed.
Hey, I forgot to tell you guys this. You know what happened 10 houses down from my house on Friday morning?
At three... Counts 10 houses down.
Me.
Okay.
And this is why. At 3:45 in the morning on Friday morning.
House fire? Blew up.
Someone stole a car from my neighbor right out of his driveway.
Really?
Yeah. It's a show.
That doesn't sound
great. How Ashburn has changed over the last 10 years. Someone stole a car 10 houses down from me, and I know him, right out of his driveway.
You know the person that lives 10 houses down, not the person that stole the car.
I don't know who that was. they didn't catch him.
Hey, there
but
was
the fact that there's... A stolen car on my street, that's alarming.
Yeah.
Hey, there was a slight controversy. I can't believe I'm bringing this up.
You know what there was an alarm on? The car that got stolen, apparently.
You brought up the golfer that won that's like 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
You threw out his name there to Grant Paulson.
Geeter or something like that.
Did you see what happened in the Senior Open, U.S. Senior Open?
I did not.
I watched a little. I know Patty Harrington won, didn't he?
Miguel Angel Jimenez had a double hit.
Oh, he did?
Which apparently there's some controversy. You're apparently allowed to have double hits now.
It's not illegal anymore.
I had no
clue. Used to be a big penalty for a double hit, but like if you botch a chip, sometimes if you do a chip and you follow through that ball, hit it a couple times.
Oh, I've definitely been guilty of those in the past.
To see a pro do it?
Oh,
It's pretty funny.
Well, did you see in Live when Thomas Peters went up to the guy in the suite and cursed him out for yelling at Patrick Reed?
I saw it
Reed?
On Twitter. I mean, of course.
Fans are brazen right now. Yeah, it's a show.
Fans are wilding out.
Yeah, I mean, look at the baseball fans the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Don't know how to behave themselves in public.
Cakes, welcome back.
Thank you.
We got to get out of here for Cakes. Bishbox, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.